Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to a Friday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Brian is taking this week off. He's really enjoying his time down in Florida. And the one time I did contact him, he said, "Hey man, I'm in Florida right now. Don't talk to me." But I am joined this afternoon by my friend Sean Fetterplace of Main Street Alliance, talking small business here in the state of Wisconsin, some of the efforts to return the small businesses to the levels before the pandemic and advocate on their behalf at all levels of state government and national government as well. So, Sean, how you doing this afternoon?
Good. How you doing?
I am doing well. And really appreciate you joining me here in the studio. Excited to talk about small business with you. And this is fun for me because, you know, we got to know each other over Twitter, and then now we are meeting in person for the first time, having it in the Solidarity Realty Studios here on the near east west side of Madison. I don't know what day it is. It's Friday, but I'm having a hard time with my words today, Sean.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. It's definitely one of the aspects of the weekend coming up, like the intro says, one margarita, two margarita, maybe it's time for a margarita, but who knows? But yes, so Sean, I'm very excited to have you join me, and because last week we got some information. We got there's some narrative playing out that there is maybe not as strong economic recovery as what's actually going on. So there's a lot of reporting, or you could say lack of reporting, about the economic recovery both here in Wisconsin and the entire nation for bouncing back from the COVID-19 pandemic. And in fact, there's studies coming out that more Americans believe we lost jobs over the last year, when in reality, the U.S. economy added 7 million jobs, more than 7 million jobs now in the last 12 months. And so one of the great articles that came out, we found out last week, is from Up North News, and it's our friend Pat Kreitlow, who does a podcast and a show here on Devil Radio and The Shaw, and they do the Up North podcast on Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m., and Pat had a piece over at Up North News referencing the fact that the Evers administration is one of the most pro-economic development and pro-small business governors in the entire nation. And I wanted to have you on, Sean, because somehow that's getting drowned out in a lot of the conversation that's being had here in the state of Wisconsin. And wanted to see if you could share your insight on why you believe that is and what we can do to better promote the fact that small business is doing well and we're getting back to pre-pandemic levels in some cases for small businesses.
For sure. And I would just say that, you know, folks are bouncing back, you know, with a lot of the programs that existed during the course of the pandemic with the CARES Act, with the American Rescue Plan. You know, a lot of those funds made it to Wisconsin, but not all governors did the same thing as our governor did. A lot of them spent it on infrastructure, on other needs, but, you know, Governor Evers really prioritized small business with a lot of these programs. So $1.3 billion were actually allocated for economic recovery, and $303 million of that just for one grant program and $223 in another. So, you know, you combine those with the other industry-specific support, and over $600 million has been spent to help support Main Street small businesses in our state. There's still more work to do, but that was a huge help to help many of the members that I work with survive. And, you know, right now, business formation is at the highest rate in U.S. history. So the question also is, looking forward, what can we do to help support those new entrepreneurs who are taking a risk on themselves and really help support a better set of policies to help Main Street businesses looking forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, here in the state of Wisconsin, there are some organizations out there that claim to be the voices of business and small business. And they claim to be those advocating for those businesses, but in actuality, they're pushing legislation and proposals and key initiatives that aren't necessarily being the ones promoted by the current administration here in Wisconsin. The Evers administration isn't getting a whole lot of help from some of those quote-unquote big business organizations. And so what kind of things do you believe we can continue? Because like you said, things are looking good for a lot of people, but we're not quite there yet. There's still work to be done. What other work do you believe needs to be incentivized both here in the state of Wisconsin and around the country?
Yeah, so I would say first off, at the state level, we need to get Badger Care expansion with a public option done. It is absolutely unacceptable that the state legislature is now on a 9-month vacation at this point. It was a 10-month when they first went out. And, you know, when I talk to small business owners and staff all across our state, healthcare is always one of the biggest issues. Either they want to provide it and they can't because it costs too much, or, you know, they're able to provide it, but it's too expensive for their employees to really be able to take advantage of it. So, you know, there's things on healthcare we can do. We can make massive investments in childcare. We work with a lot of providers and a lot of families across the state to do so. We can really invest in capital access. I was at the groundbreaking here in Madison for the Black Business Hub that the Urban League and other folks are working on. And that's going to be an incredible asset to the community. And it's going to really help to open a lot of doors for a lot of young entrepreneurs who are just trying to get started, and also folks who need a little bit more support as well. So there's concrete things that we can do to help support Main Street small businesses. Meanwhile, you got Scott Manley and Kurt Bauer from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association, which every morning tweet some political attack against the governor, and they're busy, you know, helping to support legal action to make it impossible for us to regulate PFAS in the water. And if you look at French Island up in La Crosse, a lot of areas of the state, Wausau, people literally can't drink their water because it's poisoned. And WMC is spending their time making it so that stuff can't be regulated. They should really think about, instead of just focusing on the largest irresponsible polluting manufacturers, what can they do to actually support Main Street businesses across the state?
Absolutely. And folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got my friend Sean Fetteplace of Main Street Alliance here in lieu of Brian's absence. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789. You can call and text with your tangents at that number. And Sean, it's just shocking to me that there are those big business, like you mentioned, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, really the key one. And the fact that they aren't applauding the economic development investment that has come through the pandemic relief, the fact that Wisconsin is seeing that above average, because again, number one in the nation, I believe, for investing those economic dollars or those relief dollars into economic development, and number two in the nation for directing it towards small businesses. And the fact that that's not being credited, or the state's largest business lobby isn't saying, hey, that's a really good job by the governor, just to me shows how much they put politics over actual advocacy for small businesses in Wisconsin, because small businesses make up the Wisconsin economy. Like we are a state full of small businesses. And the fact that the state's largest business lobby isn't promoting that under this governor just shows that they're the political nature of what their organization actually does.
Yeah. I mean, WMC is a Republican super PAC that cosplays as a business organization. And, you know, you've got the U-Lines, you've got the Hendrix, you got the billionaire class in our state that fund most of their, you know, dark money political activities. And they really are more focused on ideological wars and really helping the biggest get bigger, and really don't care about Main Street small businesses. And I've said this on this program before, but I think the biggest instructive experience with this was back last spring, when there was a bill that was for small business grants, and the legislative Republicans wanted to cut it from $600 million, which is what the governor wanted to do, to $200 million, and then take the $400 million difference and use it for property tax relief that by and large was going to benefit the U-Lines and the Hendricks and the billionaire class and the larger corporations, literally stealing from small businesses to give it to big businesses. And WMC supported that bill. So I think it's really important to advocate for our own policies, but also to shine a spotlight on groups like them, the Restaurant Association, the Tavern League, you know, and also this, frankly, very sophisticated, very well-funded ecosystem of right-wing groups that are largely funded by the same five or six people mm-hmm. that are really spreading propaganda across our state. And, you know, frankly, again, this governor is arguably, and I think pretty inarguably, the strongest small business governor.
Right. You can back it up with numerics. Like, that is numerically true.
Yeah. And the fact that they're not commending him and trying to work with his office on policies that can actually pass and get signed by his office just goes to show that they're more interested in scoring political points than actually getting stuff done.
Yeah, absolutely. And so enough about what the other guys are doing. Let's talk a little bit more about Main Street Alliance and the work that you're doing, because we only got a couple minutes here before our first break. But I'd like to hear kind of, I know it's going to be a busy 2022 from everything you've described to me for what Main Street Alliance is going to be doing here in Wisconsin. But let's share with the folks, what are the big picture items? And then we'll be able to dive deeper in the next segment that Main Street Alliance is doing this summer.
Yeah, so I'm excited that as of today, we have 451 member businesses all across the state. From the Driftless to the Fox Valley to the Milwaukee here and rural communities across Wisconsin as well. And we're going to work to grow to 1,000 members by the end of the year and to have more members than the state chamber does by 2024 and build power with local small businesses. So we're doing that in two stages. The first is that in May, we're doing May Small Business Month. We have 17 Wisconsinites coming in to Washington, D.C. with us to lobby on the Hill on our core issues. Chef David Heide is coming in for that. A number of local folks here in Madison are coming in for that event. And then, you know, we're working to build to engage the candidates running for office this year as well. So there's a lot of ways folks can get involved, and hope to talk more about that in the next segment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very excited to hear all the work that Main Street Alliance is doing here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Sean Fetterplace of Main Street Alliance here in studios with me. And we're talking small business in Wisconsin. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.